We are coming in with a message that we need to promote a government that is responsible, this country at this point in time. The government cannot really even function as a government. They cannot even pay their civil service on their monthly wages on a regular basis at certain times. So there has been lack of transparency, lack of accountability, quite a lot of things that are going wrong in this country. And we are coming with the message that we have a very highly successful international business person who's here to actually make amends and make change for the better. He is not in it because he has to get some government whatever, but he's in it to actually improve the lives of Lesotho. And the public has understood that.
But a lot of the political parties also had messages. What made yours stand out? Is it because of the influence of Mr. Matekane being a businessman and popular with his philanthropical work? Is that what made the difference?
It is for the most part because the public, they know him, they trust him. This is a man, once COVID was running rampant across the country and the whole government was paralyzed. He was able to make sure he secured agreements with other business people. He was able to ensure that there is also oxygen within the country. So it is in big part because of who he is. But like I'm saying, the public is actually very tired of a government that does not perform. The other one that I want to highlight is that his team, his executive team, I'm not saying that extends to people from the constituencies, but those that are going to be his core team when he governs. It's not a brand of a politician that is politics because they need to have a 9-to-5 job, which is a problem in this country. Our politicians, they are actually individuals that are seeking employment. They are not here to serve. They are basically employees running as politicians, which is a problem.
How does your party plan to deliver on these promises? Because some of these promises have been made before, but they were not carried out due to some of the political challenges in Lesotho. What is going to be different this time, if I may ask you?
We are coming in strong. Yes, we don't have an outward majority, but we are significantly much more represented in Parliament than any other time in the recent past. So that on its own, it is a plus. The other thing that we are bringing, and you are absolutely right, actually, this country has got same problems that all the parties know, and they're proposing similar solutions. But we are running on a platform of implementation. The problem with this country is not planning, but is implementation. So within our manifesto, we are very clear that we have to have a system by which the Prime Minister will have a unit within his ambit and monitor performance of every cabinet minister. And those cabinet ministers, of course, they'll have to monitor the performance of their directors and so on and so forth, ensuring delivery. The other aspect is that as a party, we have identified individuals at the constituency levels. These individuals are not elected to go into parliament, but they will be remaining in their respective constituencies as a link between government and the people there in terms of delivering on the programs and projects that are going to be put in place in such constituencies.
From what you have gathered, with the number of seats that your party has won, does that mean that your party, you know, with alliances or discussion with other political parties, form the next government and Mr. Matekane, the international businessman, becoming the next prime minister?
He is going to be the next prime minister. The numbers are good.